Impact the roots are in Mfuleni, in Somerset West, Khayelitsha, Nomzamo, as well as Lwandle. And speaking to VOC News, Provincial Minister of Mobility Isaac Seleku mentioned that some individuals have not complied with the road closures and that those who break the law will be taken to task. There has been some taxi impoundments that happened over the last 2 days as well. Now, we are joined online by Nkululeko Sitiebi, who is the Cape Amalgamated Tax Association spokesperson, also known as CATA, to give us some feedback on the latest news regarding this, especially since it is day two. Nkululeko, very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, sir, and good afternoon to your listeners as well.
Now, Nkululeko, it is day two of this, if you can call it a shutdown, when it comes to certain routes for taxis, taxi routes. And this all resulted from violence in the taxi industry. Now, we've seen CATA and Codeta go at each other, not just now, but it's been a few years that it happens sporadically. And now we know that Codeta also saying that they're going to go to court to try and reverse this whole thing. My question is, instead of legal action, is there anything being done to make sure that the violence stops within the taxi industry?
Okay, that is a good question that you've been posing to me. In most cases, these two organizations, these two associations, meaning CATA and CODETA, they always have the solution of what is happening, of anything that come across them. But now, when it comes to violence, And stuff like this, when the killings are happening, it's always the best to intervention of the government and also the police to get the perpetrators of the violence. But rather than that, the negotiations, CATA and CODETA, we still believe that they can always come up with a solution in case of a violence, because not all the violence that is happening at the moment is all taxi related. So that's why I say it. CATA and CODETA, they can still resolve the issues without being forced by the government. Secondly, we believe that the police or the police investigators, they are the ones who got the full capacity of doing the investigation. Or who is killing, or who is causing the violence? Why the people are being killed?
It is unfortunate. I mean, CATA lost Andile Siyamo on Tuesday.
Yeah.
One of the leaders of CATA. Yeah. That's obviously very unfortunate news in the taxi industry. Now, I mean, what is causing all of this violence? I think that's the biggest question, because there's been various reasons thrown around for quite a number of months and years as to why there is violence within the taxi industry. What are some of those main reasons that are actually causing people to lose their lives?
The roots in most cases, when these two associations or any association, when there's always a route evasion, or the differences when it comes to certain route, and then these to the two associations don't agree, then it always results into killings. And then secondly, the government we're gonna shut down the that certain route that is affected. So those are the issues that always cause the violence when the certain route, not because it's lucrative, but because of a pressure and the other. And the e-hailings and stuff like that, the work of the taxi industry becomes so low, up to extent now each and every person is looking for certain routes, so that route must operate there. But sometimes we tend to forget that there's already an association which is operating there, and then other associations believe they got the right to go and operate on that certain route. Then that's where the problem, that's where the violence always start there. And then secondly, coming to Mr. Siyamo, we've lost in the past week, one or two of our most strong administrative at CATA. I'm speaking about may his soul rest in peace, Mr. the Vice Chairperson of CATA, Mr. Mkope. And then secondly, it was the former PRO, Mr. Andy Liseyamu, who was also serving as an additional member of the executive. So as CATA region, we also believe that there is a plan, or there is a trend of killing all the strong administrators of CATA.
Now, if the problem is, or at least what's causing the violence is the whole issue of taxi routes, is it necessary for the disagreements between Kata and Kudeta and other players to result in killings? I mean, that's like making an example of Checkers and Pick and Pay disagreeing with each other, and the executives of Checkers and Pick and Pay then start killing each other because they can't agree. I mean, the taxi associations don't necessarily own the road. So why is it turning into a situation that leads to a bloodbath?
You know, the taxi industry on its own, they've got a lot of pressure of maybe Pick and Pay and Checkers. They are selling the same food and stuff like that. As same as we are loading the same commuters each and every day. But the conditions that have been written on our operating licenses, they also cause a big problem and a big challenge, because now you find out the other competitors or the other colleagues or other association is sharing almost the same route number that you are driving. Only thing that have changed is association. So when you look at that, on that factor alone, it's causing a problem, because you cannot give someone a right to operate on this other person, you give the right to the other person while this other person already operating there. That's a problem that is also causing these factors or these killings. You understand? Because I believe it's my right to operate there, and the second person also believe it's my right to operate there. You understand? So definitely there's going to be a friction over there.
I understand that there's the whole issue of rights, but you know, at the end of the day, the taxi industry is a business as well. And in business, there is competition. Mm. So you know, there needs to be respect for one another, especially if you are sharing the same routes with the same licenses and the same legalities. So that killing doesn't happen at the end of the day. Yes, there's competition, but it doesn't have to result in that type of violence.
I agree with you. Violence is not a solution. But if the police, they can't control the violence that is happening as we speak in Western Cape, not one is made by the taxi industry. As we are being accused or being labeled that we are the one causing the violence. The violence on its own in Western Cape is not people are being killed, not because of the industry. Yes, there are tensions between those associations, but not all of these violence, not all of these killings that are directed to taxi operators are related to the taxi violence. No. So we cannot everything that is happening now to the taxi industry say no, because Kata and Kudeta are fighting. We tend to disagree onto that. Yes, the fight is there, but the reason why I'm saying not all the killings are related to sexual violence, no, is simply because we are facing as a province, we are facing the problem of the violence as we speak. We know there's killings in Finipinyanga, all of these areas. So what are the police service are doing, or the government, what is doing about that? We know there's no solution at this point in time. Not running away for the fact that immediately there's a tension between these two associations, there's a violence. We also want the police to intervene on that one, to get at the bottom of it. Who's killing the other one? Because I don't think as an industry, our duty is to kill each other. Our duty is to make sure that we transport our commuters safely, in most cases, not to kill each other.
Definitely, I definitely agree with that. And those are the questions that we do need the answers to. But Mr. Sitiebi, we are going to unfortunately have to leave it there. Thank you so much for giving us your time and for speaking to us about this current developments in the taxi industry.